The 82-game preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SMASH. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code SMASH, only on DraftKings. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
What up, world? Welcome on all to another episode of Ocho Live, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB and from right here as your humble host on Ocho Live. You can watch us live every day at about 3 o'clock Central Time on my Twitter or Periscope. That's at RJ Ochoa. You can also watch along live on the Blog and the Boys Facebook Live feed. Listen to the podcast version of the show at your own convenience. Subscribe on all Apple and Android devices. Simply subscribe to the Blog and the Boys podcast feed. We have a brand new episode of the 750 up and available for you with two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas. Tony and I talked about the Super Bowl, how the Cowboys compared to the Patriots, Kellen Moore, and a whole lot more. No pun intended. It is Wednesday, February 6th, 2019. It is hump day, so happy hump day to you. And we did not have a chance to Ocho Live on Tuesday. My apologies. If you can't tell, I'm a little sick. I have a tiny little cold that I'm nursing, and Tuesday was the worst of it. But it seems to be over, thank God. And so here we sit on Wednesday, and it is officially the offseason. That did not change in a matter of 48 hours. And we have a little bit of news from an NFL-wide perspective. Today on Wednesday, it was announced by himself, really, that the Atlanta Falcons would not be bringing back veteran kicker Matt Bryant in 2019. The Falcons would later confirm this, and it's been kind of the biggest storyline in the NFL of the day. That kind of speaks to the world of the NFL in early February, that a kicker not being brought back is a big storyline. This is big because, as Cowboys fans, we haven't had to worry about these types of problems in a long time. It's just kind of been a foregone conclusion that Dan Bailey's going to be the guy, he's going to be the kicker, there's not going to really be any competition of any sorts. But that all changed when the Cowboys finalized their 53-man roster last season and Dan Bailey was released in favor of Brett Maher. Now, there are definitely a lot of Brett Maher fans around Cowboys Nation. I think we all know that. But the reality is that Brett Maher certainly has his own flaws. Brett Maher's field goal percentage in 2018, his rookie season, 28-year-old playing on a rookie deal, or on his rookie season, excuse me, he was 80.6% successful. 80.6% successful Brett Maher was in his first season in the NFL. It's worth noting that in the last three seasons that Matt Bryant has not been below 87.2% when it comes to his field goal accuracy. That's quite a difference. Matt Bryant only missed one field goal last year, and there are definitely going to be a lot of teams who are going to be interested in Matt Bryant's services. I think you look at the Chicago Bears, obviously what happened with Cody Park, you could be very interested. Maybe even the Minnesota Vikings, who signed Dan Bailey after the Cowboys cut him. But more than anything, I think that what should be mentioned, because Brett Maher does have a bit of a deep leg, I think we all saw that at different times, and Brett Maher certainly came in clutch for the Cowboys. He had the big game winner against the Detroit Lions, and coincidentally, because we're talking about Matt Bryant, had the game winner in Atlanta against the Falcons, although he obviously did hit one off the upright in crunch time against the Washington Redskins after that snap infraction. But looking where Brett Maher struggles specifically, it's between attempts of 40 and 49 yards. If Brett Maher is attempting a field goal between 40 and 49 yards, that's a little rough for Brett Maher. He went 7 of 11 there last season, so four misses between 40 and 49 yards. For whatever reason, Brett is just a little bit more accurate from beyond the arc, so to speak. Now, in that range from 40 to 49 yards, Matt Bryant has actually been pretty solid. In the last three seasons, he is 25 of 26 between 40 and 49 yards. So Matt Bryant kind of has the range that Brett Maher has struggled with down to a pretty accurate level. And again, this is new territory for the Cowboys because they have not had to consider different kicking options, and they kind of lucked themselves into Brett Maher last season. So the question is, if it were up to you, would you rather have Brett Maher or Matt Bryant kicking for the Dallas Cowboys in 2019? It goes without saying that Matt Bryant will be the more expensive option, again, because he likely is going to have suitors. The question from Aaron, by the way, on Periscope, why did they cut him? It's just a matter of impracticality for the Atlanta Falcons to keep Matt Bryant. They have Giorgio Tavecchio on the roster who played well in Matt Bryant's absence. This past season, you might remember Giorgio from his days with the Oakland Raiders as well. But we put up a poll about this on blogontheboys.com. If you want to go vote, you can. And so far, 59% of the votes prefer Matt Bryant. Kenneth on Periscope wants to know, how old is Matt Bryant? Matt Bryant's been around a while. He has been kicking in the NFL since 2002. He's been with the Atlanta Falcons since 2009. So he certainly has quite a plethora of experience when it comes to putting balls through the uprights in the NFL. But again, you know, it's hard because the Cowboys don't have a stable option like they have had in so many seasons before. Christopher Summers on Blog on the Boys' Facebook Live, he says, I'd rather have Matt Bryant. And that kind of seems where people seem to prefer, the option people seem to prefer, excuse me, because Brett Maher has people not feeling great. Brett Maher, kind of like Dan Bailey in 2017, struggled a bit down the stretch for the Cowboys, and he feels a little hard to trust. And that's not the worst thing in the world, honestly. I mean, you know, you're going to miss kicks, and you're going to miss extra points. The way the NFL works these days, you're never going to have somebody, or it's really unlikely that you're going to have somebody that Dan Bailey was for so long. You're rarely going to, you know, kind of run into that guy that's just money after money after money. Justin Tucker in Baltimore is kind of the best example of that, and they're certainly a rare bird, no pun intended there. Gary on B2B's Facebook Live feed says, I'd rather keep Brett Maher. You know, that's another option. I mean, if you'd rather save, $2 million and allocate that towards an extra defensive tackle, towards an extra linebacker, towards an extra safety, I mean, whoever you want to put that money, that is certainly one line of thought. However, and we talked about this with the Dan Bailey release and, you know, all that went on over, 6 months ago now, kickers matter. And people roll their eyes to say, I don't care, it doesn't matter, kickers, et cetera, blah, blah. Kickers matter, as evidenced again by the fact, think about the games that the Cowboys played in 2018. They should have been able to have kicked a game-winning or at least game-tying or however you want to look at that field goal in Houston against the Texans. Obviously, they punted. We know how that game went down. They did have to kick a game-winning field goal against the Detroit Lions. They did have to kick a game-winning field goal against the Atlanta Falcons. Their game against the Washington Redskins came down to a field goal kick. The Cowboys played so many one-possession games that kicks and field goals and extra points are super valuable. You cannot just have any old generic kicker. And I think right now, Brett Maher is in the, you know, maybe the bottom of the second third of NFL kickers right now. I don't think he's a top third kicker. I don't know if he's even in the top half. And so you really have to consider what you want to do there because that position is extremely important. Any position that can influence the number of points your team scores is so valuable and is so critical. And that's why this question, this subject is so interesting because it's not every day that a kicker like Matt Bryant becomes available. Although, to be fair, it was just last season that Dan Bailey became available, although that was in the finalization of rosters, not way early on in February when teams could really take a cold, hard look at it. And there's already reports that Matt Bryant is expected to be somebody that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are interested in. Obviously, the Bucs have had their own trials and tribulations with kickers, certainly the Roberto Aguayo days. Matt Bryant actually started off his career, but had an early part of his early career with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And so I think this is certainly worth considering if you're the Cowboys because, again, this position matters so much. Aaron on Periscope says, I like Brett, but he's not trustworthy. Robert on Periscope says, you only have 53 spots. You can't waste it on a kicker. I think Robert's addressing somebody had floated out the idea of having both on the roster. It's been a long time since the Cowboys had two kickers on their roster. I'm not a proponent of that. Gary on Blog of the Boys' Facebook Live. It says Maher will mature and settle in. There is a line of thought to that, that maybe Brett Maher had some rookie struggles and maybe he'll be back or maybe he'll get to a proper form. We did see a stretch of time where he was super consistent and super reliable before he got a little bit rattled and things kind of changed to a degree. But you have to consider it. You have to consider it. You don't have this money option that you've had in seasons past with Dan Bailey. Steven Watkins, combating that point on Facebook Live, says he'll mature. He's 29 years old. Again, it's not like Brett Maher is this 22-year-old, you know, young player that has a lot of time to develop. That's a great point by Steven, that he is a little bit of an older player, and so you can't necessarily trust that he's on the same career arc that a lot of other guys are. There's a lot of proponents for finding a player fresh out of college, maybe drafting somebody, another undrafted free agent like Dan Bailey was, but you have to look at this. You have to look at this long and hard because this is going to be such a pivotal season for the Dallas Cowboys, as we've discussed, with Jason Garrett entering a contract year, first-year offensive coordinator in Kellen Moore. There's a lot to look at this, and you're a team. If you're the Cowboys, you don't have a first-round draft pick. I wrote about this today at blogontheboys.com. The last time that the Cowboys did not have a first-round draft pick was not a lot of fun. You'll remember that in 2009, thanks to the trade for Roy Williams, another receiver, the Cowboys did not have a first-round draft pick. And in fact, they traded away their second-round draft pick when the draft began. So the Cowboys did not have a first or second-round draft pick 10 years ago. And they put together a draft that consisted of 12 picks in 2009 that was quite gross. If you have been watching the Cowboys for the better part of a decade, at the very least, you will remember that the 2009 draft class for the team is one of the worst in franchise history. 12 picks and not one to really be proud of. And that kind of goes with today's theme, considering they drafted David Beeler to be a sort of secondary kicker, a kickoff specialist and deep ball kicker specialist and what have you. Times have really changed over the last 10 years in the NFL within the Cowboys. And I think we trust now more than we did then that the Cowboys can do damage with their later round picks. Will McClay has really been a great architect at finding contributors for the Cowboys in the later rounds. And the curse that has been the second round draft pick for the Cowboys in recent years has really started to kind of, you know, calm down a bit. You look at their second round draft picks and who they've become. 2014, DeMarcus Lawrence. 2015, obviously Randy Gregory has really rebounded. 2016, Jalen Smith. 2017, Chidobe Awuzie. And 2018, Connor Williams, who seems to have a bright future along the interior of the Dallas Cowboys offensive line. So there's a lot to look at. There's a lot to be, you know, cognizant of for the Cowboys as they build their roster, including all the way down to who your kicker is going to be, whether it's going to be Brett Maher, whether it's going to be Matt Bryant. A lot of decisions have to be made. But that about does it. Today, February 6th, was the Matt Bryant day here on Ocho Live. And we'll be back tomorrow on February 7th to keep digging into the Cowboys roster, keep digging into potential free agents, draft picks, and potentials. It's a fun time of year. It's a different time of year, but it's one that we have a lot of fun with nonetheless. So make sure you stay tuned to blogontheboys.com and right here to Ocho Live. And make sure you don't get a cold because they are going around. So we will see you mañana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.